Gary Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Gary and Tommy.
Yes, it is. Welcome to Thursday, guys. How are we?
Well, I can't believe the conversation that is happening right now.
I can.
We're broadcasting.
Oh, gosh, she's actually gone into the bathroom. We're broadcasting from the granny flat at my house.
Yes.
Where we spent a lot of last year broadcasting from.
Yes.
And there is a toilet in the granny flat that doesn't have
a door handle.
And
the door doesn't close.
But it's very close to us. I reckon.
I'm basically,
how many steps? I'm going to step it out.
If I took one step, I'd be in it.
Oh, that is a long flush.
Two steps. Oh, my gosh. Now we've heard the tap go on and the shower going on. That is producer Sonda.
Well, I thought nobody used that toilet. But then I thought if they did, it was only for
number one.
Yes. And
Sonda. Not for Sonda.
Sonda just asked our web guy, Eli, for an extra strong cappuccino from down the road. and then went and got toilet paper. I thought she was joking.
No, and this is the woman that poos when she runs. She was on the project genuinely interviewed as the poo jogger. Now you've put your thing over your head.
I'm hoarding up.
Awkward, isn't it?
It's not. It's just we're in the room with her.
I know. What else is she meant to do?
Just go up into your house.
I wanted to lob one in my house.
Lob one? It's unreal.
Hey, anyway, can we get a song on?
I think what I'm about to talk about next now kind of pales in comparison. Because I had a suggestion of, oh, God.
What?
Sonda.
The song we're about to play is also the perfect song.
What's the song? Okay, what are we doing up next? Tell us in a second. Tell us in a second. Let's all just regroup.
I thought I was going to overstep along, but I think now, who cares compared to what's happening?
She's back.
G'day, Son.
It's Tiesto, the business. It's Gary and Tommy this afternoon.
Gary and Tommy.
Because it's hard to tell where the line is.
Are you talking about the milkshake ad? It's very confusing, right? The way the line just goes up and down, up and down.
No, the line between entertainment and inappropriate. I had an idea a little while ago that I accidentally told you about and then wish I hadn't told you about, which was for a long-running prank where I would tell you that my house had burned down and I had to come live with you.
Yeah.
And then I wouldn't reveal till after 2 weeks of living with you and your family that I was just joking.
And I just said, that's just not funny.
No, you didn't. You told me that was hilarious.
No,
you should
I
have done
not,
that.
No,
but we're on
I
air
didn't.
Now.
I didn't. Now, I said that wouldn't be funny because then you'd be making jokes about your house being burnt down.
Don't make it like, oh, God. That's not what I was trying to do.
No, but I said to you that's what it would seem like. I know you weren't trying to do that, but I knew that's what it would seem like if you did it. That's why I said you can't do it.
Okay, well, then it happened again recently because you know how you tried to egg me and then I egged you and then you did egg me.
Mm.
Well, then I saw another.
And the thing about that was I was fully made up, ready to go on the project.
Oh,
so it was very risky because it really threw out the schedule.
So there was another one and I sent it to producer Annabelle and I said, what do you think about this? Producer Annabelle, what was your initial, before your very considered response, what was your initial thought?
I laughed very hard.
Yeah, okay, great.
And then I thought about it.
Yes.
And I was like, absolutely not. It's not appropriate.
Yes. So this
what is
it? We'll play you the sound first.
Okay.
This is the sound. Okay.
What's that? Oh. What is that? A ball? A basketball? That sounds like it's in a basketball arena.
Well,
someone's on their feet.
It sounded like a firework going off, right? That's what the guy kind of mimes the sound of a firework going off. Here is, would you like to watch it? Describe to the people as it goes.
Okay. So it's a girl on her phone. A dad comes over. He leans in. He goes to light something with a lighter.
Mm-hmm.
And makes the sound, oh, and makes this, and then she's looking at the lighter going, what's going on? And makes the fireworks going
off,
and she follows his finger up to the ceiling, and then he throws a pie in her face.
A cream pie.
Cream pie in her face.
Yeah.
So what you were going to do that
yes,
to me.
To you.
But then you decided it was too much.
Well, I didn't. Producer Annabelle decided it was
Thank you, Annabelle. I've already got it, had egg on my face.
But that was you started that one. I thought it was my turn
to
start.
No, you started that one.
No, I didn't. You were going
to
egg me.
No, I was going to, but I didn't get a chance.
Yeah.
So you started
So
it.
This actually could have been you cream pieing me because I would have gone to smash you.
Yeah, and then I could have smashed you.
Yes.
Oh, I wish we'd done it now.
Yeah.
That's fun. Oh, it's very violent though.
Well, we've just got
no,
one more.
No, you do not.
Where would I have got a cream pie
I don't
from?
No, that really made me nervous.
We're at your house.
Oh, made me nervous.
I want to know.
I really thought you were cream pieing me then.
No, I wouldn't. But I do have one. You keep flinching every single time.
No, I haven't.
Mate, I just don't have any cream pies. Anywhere. 13, 10, 60.
I'm too scared.
Anyway, hand it over. Give us a call. 13, 10, 60. Have you taken it too far at work? I'd love to hear. We obviously avoided the line this time, but we are in danger of going too far.
You're
going
to do something to me. I can tell.
Have you taken it too far at work?
Anymore.
Give us a call. 13, 10, 60. Because just look this way.
No. I'm not looking that way.
Okay. Play a song too.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Dua Leapers, we're good. It is Carrie and Tommy for your Thursday
Mate,
afternoon.
We may as well be doing our show live from a public toilet. We started the show with our boss on the bog, and now Carrie's having a wee. So I guess I'll go to callers. We're talking about when did you take it too far at work, ironically. Mandy, there was this video kicking round of a dad throwing a cream pie, pretending it was a firework and throwing a cream pie at his daughter's face. We thought it'd be funny. Some people thought it'd be too much. When did you go too far at work?
Well, it was.
Sorry, Mandy. Gary has just cream pie Tommy right in the face.
Oh my God. Yeah, that was so good.
I got him, guy. I got him.
Because
I pretended to go to the toilet. In fact, Sonda didn't even go to the toilet at the start of the show. She was putting cream on a plate just in preparation for this
break.
I can't
even be angry. That was so good. You know what's the worst? I've been, because I'm a comedy aficionado, I've had a cream pie in my face before.
Yeah.
And it takes days to get out of your eyes. That's why I'm not open my eyes. And it starts to smell. Like you wake up with gunk in the morning.
Oh, gross.
Sorry, Mandy's been here for the whole thing. Mandy's on the line.
I've only got one side of your face as well because they came from the side. So your one side is clean
like
and the other side.
Or Two-Face or whatever.
Oh, Mandy, you should have seen it. It's a shame we're on radio.
We do a lot of visual content, don't we?
Carrie Tommy Show, it'll be on the Instagram later.
Mandy, tell us when you went too far at work.
I mean, I need to tell.
It was when I was an apprentice chef, and my executive chef wasn't the nicest of persons, so the other apprentices locked us in the cool room.
Oh, my God.
I happened to be down there section with the fruit and vegetables, and he was in the pastry section. So pretty much like Tommy's cream pie, that's all he really had is muffins and cream and stuff. But he ended up with bruises all over his body because I had onions and apples and carrots and stuff to throw. So way too
wow, a food fight in the freezer. That's fun, Mandy.
It was
wow.
Good fun.
Great.
Oh, sorry, Mandy. I've tried to wipe the cream out of my eye and now I'm just foggy.
Thanks, Mandy. Taylor, when did
Hi,
you
guys.
Go too far at work? Hey.
So my mum and I run a framed taxidermy business and I thought it would be hilarious to put her number on Gumtree saying that she worked for Pixar. $2,000 a day. All you have to do is send through your best picture of yourself or something like that, dressed up as a butterfly or a bug. And she got hounded for the next week of people sending pictures of themselves dressed up as butterflies and bugs. Best thing I ever did.
Who's getting paid $2,000 a day to dress up as a bug?
No one.
I get it. But I didn't know what was the job title? Or have we lost Taylor?
It was Taylor? For It was for A Bug's Life. I said that she worked for Pixar and we were recruiting for A Bug's Life.
That's great. Good stuff, Taylor.
Very clever. That's a clever one. Much more clever than me just throwing pie in your face.
Mate, this is my level of humour.
Lee, talk to us. When did you take it too far at work?
All right. So we're taking it too far tomorrow. Hasn't happened yet.
Yeah. Okay. So do you want to talk about it on radio then?
Yeah. Hopefully he's listening. He doesn't know yet. So one of the boys during the week backed the trailer into one of my other boys' car accidentally.
Oh, no.
So as punishment, we won't name names. We just call him Mitch C. No, that's too obvious. We call it M. Carter. That'll do. Yeah.
And, so Mitch Carter.
so we're not naming names here.
But,
and, we're having a shed clean up tomorrow. And as punishment, I've ordered in a gummy bear from online. That is 9 million Scoville units, the hottest gummy bear in the world. It's a challenge. And he's got to eat it as punishment. And to give you perspective, a jalapeno is 9,000 Scoville units.
And what's this?
9 million.
Oh, my God. Can you film that and please send that to us? I want to see M. Carter in all of his glory.
I also love that you're already doing a shed clean-up because I reckon after he shits himself, he'll have even more clean-up in the shed.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
At Carrie Tommy Show this afternoon, if you want to go and see the damage that Bickmore has just inflicted on Tommy.
I stink like cream.
I never did a prank growing up. I grew up with two sisters and I think just maybe because we were in a household of girls, we didn't prank.
Boring.
Since meeting you, all I've done is prank. God, it's fun.
That's just because I was the pranky.
It wasn't fun when you put egg in my hair. It was so fun when I pretended I was in labour. Remember that long prank we did with you and you drove me to the hospital?
I cried.
Oh, you did cry. That was because you were hungover, though.
Remember when
I was pretending to be in pain and then I leaned towards you and I said, is that your breath? Can I smell alcohol?
And I said, no, it's a symptom of going into labour. You can sometimes just senses go
heightened.
A bit funny on you. But now it just smells like cream and poo in here, thanks to...
and you got to go do a gig tonight, so you are going to stink.
That's
anyway,
what
gigs
what have
we
end
got?
Up smelling like anyway.
What have we up next.
Mate, I don't know. Everything's covered in cream. We've just been down on all fours, buddy, wiping cream off the...
Up next, you told me something this morning that I thought was genius. And then Eli, our web guy, then told me something on top of your story that was even more genius. I thought, I bet there's more stories like this out there.
Yes, this is breaking news from 11 years ago.
Do it next. It's Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy.
Around the country for your Thursday afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Great tune.
Here comes the hot stepper by Imma Kamoz.
Oh, that's right.
Imi.
Inni.
Imi.
Inni.
Inni. Kamoz. Inni. Inni.
So this morning you told me something and I was like, what a great idea.
I can't remember whether it was the Greeks or the Italians, and I apologise to our web guy Eli for not knowing whether it was his people or not.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember hearing this story of when they first imposed a pool tax, a national pool tax.
Over Greece or Italy.
Yes. Over people. So if you had a pool, you'd have to pay this extra tax. And it caused a boom in business of selling pool covers that looked like pavers. So from a satellite camera.
You
or
just pull the pool cover
plane,
over the
you
pool.
Pull the pool cover over and it just looks like. What do you mean?
Patio.
That's my patio, bro.
So
I don't have a pool. And it made Eli chime in and talk about some people who were definitely his people. Eli?
Yes, I actually remember hearing a while back that when Greece was starting to regulate that you had to wear seatbelts in vehicles, a lot of people were opposing that rule. So in order to try and avoid having to wear seatbelts, they would sew fabric over their clothing.
To make it look like a seatbelt.
It is.
The lengths people will go to avoid doing the right thing.
That is the smartest, dumbest thing I've ever heard. And so we thought we could create a segment called...
Oh, my God.
Wacky workarounds.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh my God.
That wasn't what you wanted to call it, but that's what we are going to call it.
Apparently we weren't allowed to call it what I wanted to call it.
Yes. No.
Apparently even if we got Eli to say it, we weren't allowed to call it that, executive producer Sonda.
We want to know your work around the rules. You know, the funnier the better. I mean, attaching fabric to your T-shirt is next level.
It's pretty good.
Like what happens then when you're walking around during the day? Do you just constantly have a seatbelt on?
Yeah, you got a seatbelt on. It's great. You're safe all the time. I do remember, I mean, this wasn't work, but I do remember when I got knocked back from the casino because my jeans were ripped.
I thought that was because you were colorblind.
No, no, that was for working there. I've been knocked back in every form.
You mean knocked back from going in there?
I was just trying to go in to have a drink and a punt, and I had ripped knees, like on my jeans, and they said no ripped jeans. And so I went into the Dunnies and I turned my jeans backwards, and then I walked straight back in. And I walked back in and I had my little hands in my front, in the pockets at the front, which were my back pockets, and then I just walked around with cold backs of my knees.
Funny.
For the rest of
and
the
then
night.
What happened when you needed to go to the toilet? Well, it was helpful with one. Number, maybe not so much.
I've just got a bum flap that opens at the back.
A little zip.
Yeah.
Zip down.
Yeah. Give us a call, 131060. What's your wacky workaround?
Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little for your Thursday afternoon.
We're talking workarounds. Because, Tommy, you told me a story of how in Greece or Italy, you're not 100%
sure.
When laws came in, well, when you had to start paying tax if you had a pool in your backyard, that they started getting pool covers that looked like patios.
Yes.
So that when the overhead photos were taken, it just looked like they all had patios in the background.
Cheeky Euros.
Amazing.
Because then Eli added that his people, when they started finding people for not wearing a seatbelt, they would start putting fake seatbelts on their T-shirts.
Stitching them on.
So good.
Yeah.
So good.
I mean, not good. Wear your seatbelt.
Sorry. Not good. But we are asking for other times. Rob, when have you done a not good workaround?
Hey, guys.
Hey, legend.
This went through Greece about 3 years ago on an overseas holiday. And we're in a train travelling through, going to, I think it was Athens or somewhere, and there's a lot of houses all along the route that had half-built walls, windows missing, and being from Queensland, we think, hello, cyclones, storms, what's happening?
Yeah.
But that night, we're having a few drinks with some locals, and they're saying, you don't have to pay rates or property taxes if your house is under construction all the time.
So you put up with a massive draft just so you don't have to pay tax.
Absolutely. That's genius.
That is genius.
Imagine if it was just half your front fence or something.
Yeah.
You don't even need that's they're so
Who
smart.
Wants a full fence?
No.
Why?
But it's making me think all the ruins and stuff that you visit in Athens.
They're just way of him avoiding tax.
Yeah, just emperors avoiding tax from back in the day.
Hey Jack, what's your workaround?
My work trailer, I've got a big pool trailer for work, usually costs about $250 a year to register. So to get around that, I've got a little box trailer that only costs about $80 a year to register. So I just use the same license plate on whatever trailer I'm using.
That's
and
great.
And save about $170 a year on rego.
We You're can't endorse that.
Why?
I just can't.
I was going to say.
I think it's funnier when it's over in Italy. It's not so funny when it's here.
Oh, mate, Jack, I reckon you're a genius. Great stuff. I was going to say chuck it on your car as well. Just done what? Anyway, let's go to Jackie.
From Jack to Jackie.
G'day, Jackie.
Hi, guys. Hey, how you going?
Oh, I'm pretty good, but you're going to tell us something that's genius and then Carrie's going to say we can't encourage it. And
no, I just think old stories are better than I'm currently breaking the law.
Someone's got to do what you're doing. I understand that.
Definitely not breaking the law.
Okay, what happened, Jackie?
All right, so this is my husband, probably one of my most embarrassing moments, but his proudest moment of his life. We'd been a bit boozy and we went to get into a pub and he was wearing thongs, so he got rejected from the pub. And they said, just go up to Safeway and buy some shoes. So he went up to the bakery department, bought two loaves of bread. Oh. He crumbed it, got rid of the crumbs inside, put them on his feet as loafers. And he walked down to the pub and they let him straight in.
That is amazing.
And double, firstly, genius. Secondly, after a few drinks and a bit peckish, chuck some hummus in me shoe and let's go at it.
I have nothing to say but hero.
Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, and if you're after a bit of sense in your life, you're in the right place because we're doing Alpha Sense a bit later on.
And if you want to see what a man looks like with a half a face full of cream pie, go to our socials because the tables turned early on in our show today and you brought us a segment that you wished you could have done where you threw a cream pie in my face but you thought it wasn't appropriate. So you were saying, oh, what a shame we didn't do it. Only I tricked you.
And I'll repeat what I said then, which is I'm stoked for this new raising of the stakes when our anything is on.
I know I'm a bit scared because you said that the pranking isn't just safe for on air, that you may prank me at any time of day or night.
The pranking opportunities don't stop when the show stops.
I know. And the way you're looking at me, it makes me scared.
I was about to say I know where you live, but then I realise we're in your granny flat.
Hey, up next, you had a fun morning.
I had a gross experience with a man fondling my face, and I want to talk about it next.
It's Carrie and Tommy for your Thursday, Arvo.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, I know you get a haircut. It looks good.
Well, why did you wait so long to mention it?
Well, because I knew we were going to do this as a break on air, so I didn't want to give you too many compliments in one day.
So why does it look good? What specifically? Talk the people through it, because it's a pretty bold new look for me.
Is it?
Pretty bold new look. What do you think?
Pretty much what you get done every time, which really suits you. You did branch out for a while there, but you didn't like that very much. You've shaved the sides. You've quaffed the front.
Quaffed
the front.
Put a bit of cream through it. That's my secret.
I put a bit of cream through it. There's a bit of product in the front. A few great.
That's cream.
Right.
That's genuinely cream.
Well, it works. Maybe that's your new styling.
Really?
Yeah, and then a few greys on the side. It's looking good.
You can't just deliver a compliment, can you?
You get enough of those.
But from who?
Oh, from everyone. I've seen your DMs.
Just made me cough and spit on them over. So, yes, I got a sneaky pill chop. I went down to barber, just a new barber.
Why do you keep trying new barbers? It's an interesting thing. I thought when a man got a good hairdresser, they just kept going the same barber.
I just walk past one, and if there's no one sitting in the chair, I'm an opportunist and I seek it out.
Right.
And I really like this guy because I think he was called Captain Style.
Great.
I think it was Captain Style, and I thought, I like his confidence.
He introduced himself as that?
No, he said Mr. Style was his name. And I sat down and I instantly loved him because he put an iPad in front of me like I was a little child, and he said, he didn't say, what do you want to watch? He said this, do you want to watch Ariana Grande film clips?
What?
And I
did
said,
he really?
Yes. And I said, of course. And I proceeded to have the best haircut of my life. I just sat there watching Ariana Grande film clips for 20 minutes. Didn't take very long.
Why specifically Ariana Grande?
I don't know.
Do you think he gives each different customer a different option? Did he look at you and think you're an Ariana Grande man?
Didn't stick around
Someone
to find out.
Someone else might be a Beyonce man.
Or I thought it was more for him than me.
Right.
I thought he wanted to watch Ariana Grande.
Oh, maybe he cuts better when he's got Ariana.
Yeah. Another thing that I loved about him that I respect that doesn't happen much is rather than him move, he spun me. Like, it was like I was on a spit. Right? So he'd kind of.
This is the weirdest haircut.
He'd kind of stand still and he'd put his hand on the top of my head.
Yeah.
And when he was doing my fade on the side, he'd just kind of swivel me around like I was meat on a stick. And I'd get round far
like
enough.
Like an ice cream.
I'd get round far enough and I'd go, whoa, 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 can't see Ariana.
Right? Aren't you so holding then, Ariana?
No. Because then he couldn't see it all the time.
Oh.
So no.
Ariana. Just two grown men watching Ariana on a Thursday morning.
We're the only ones in the shop, and he's still swiveling me around, and I'm craning my neck to look at Ariana. Coming back and craning to look at Ariana. Anyway, I had a great old time, and he finished, and I thought, well, that was pretty great. I've got to see, you know, five film clips that I would have otherwise not watched this morning. And then this is where the fun bit stopped. So then he grabbed a hot towel.
Yeah.
And I thought the hot towel was for the back of my neck because he'd just done a bit of a shave on the back of my neck.
Of course, get rid of all the hair.
All those stray hairs that you think you don't have until you catch yourself in certain sunlight.
And
Jesus. And so he did that and he got the hot towel. And then he said, put your face back just slightly. And I thought, well, again, now I've got to look down at Ariana. I thought, okay. And so I've done that. And then he pushed the towel onto my face and applied some pressure and rubbed my whole face down, which, of course, removed all my makeup.
Oh, did he have hair on your face or something?
I don't know. But he rubbed my face all down. Now, I'll tell you what the towel smelled like.
Oh, God.
There was a faint scent of eucalyptus.
Oh.
Delicious. And then there was what can just be described none other than a heavy smoker's hands as they pushed through every crevice of my face and ran down. And I thought I was done with the downstroke. So he's done the downstroke. And I thought, beautiful, I'm done here. And then just to make sure that I'd cough a whiff through those digits. No, he did this. He went up, down, up, down, up, down, up, down, up, down. Just over my, just rousing my nostrils into a sense of heightened alert where they seemed more active than ever.
How different is that to the one that you request at the end of the project each night from the makeup girls?
Mate, you know, don't say that. You know I'm the one person that doesn't. I do. They sit there like bloody kings, and they sit there with their hands behind themselves where they get their face rubbed, and I go over and they go, oh, they're over there, Tommy, and I have to run my own sink and dig my face.
You poor man.
I know. Anyway.
No Ariana Grande giving to an
mate,
iPad.
There is
in
not
chip.
An Ariana Grande clip in sight. She has got, she's an amazing musician, by the way. 13, 10, 60. The main thought that was going through my mind, was, apart from this is torturous, was that I'm paying for this. I've spent money.
I reckon that cost a little extra too. Did you have to pay extra for that service?
I reckon it did. I don't know. But I wouldn't be surprised if it was included.
Can you do me a favour and go back there again? In like, how often do you get your hair done?
Oh, a few weeks.
I'd love to know whether Ariana's what's offered again. I'm really intrigued.
But you reckon
like, what if you wanted Bieber?
Well, I don't.
You know? How does he know what you want to watch?
Well, he was right. Maybe that's his gift.
Style, Captain yes. Style.
Yes, just Captain Style and can choose the music. 13 10 60. What have you paid for that was gross? Give us a call.
We'll take your calls next. It's Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
That is Rita Ora's latest one. It is called Bang Bang. It's Carrie and Tommy. And on 13 10 60, we want to know what you paid for that was gross.
Yeah, a grown man fondled my face with his digits today.
Yeah, you got a haircut with a lot.
I got a haircut with a lot.
While watching Ariana Grande.
Yeah, which that was the greatest bit ever. And then I got a hot towel at the end, which was lovely, except for the fact that it was pushed into my face with these big snag-like fingers that belonged to a heavy smoker.
Yeah.
And so I got a real durry down my face. Which, nothing that makes you feel awake and refreshed, like a pack of Winnie Reds just being scrunched into your face.
Especially when you went to get a haircut.
Yes.
You weren't going to get a facial.
That's a good point.
Yeah. It's very strange behaviour.
What's gross that you paid for? G'day, Stacey.
Hello. How you going, guys?
Oh, yeah. Great. What did you pay for that was a bit gross?
A Brazilian that went a bit wrong.
Oh, no. God. Oh, God. Ouch. What happened?
Yeah. I got burnt quite badly. When they were applying the wax, it felt hot, but then a few hours later, there was swelling and severe burns that resulted in me actually having to take photos and send that to the manager to show them because I was complaining. I'm like, you burnt me bad. So, yeah, that was my
answer. Oh, my God.
What did they do, Stace? What did the manager do?
Well, so first, obviously, I waited, I don't know, 24 hours, and then I realised how bad it was, called and just kind of said, hi, I came in yesterday. I've been burnt really bad. And the manager was like, oh, you know, I'm really sorry to hear. Can you please send us some photos? I was like,
can you please send nudes? Like, what a response.
So awkward. So then I was like, oh, okay. So I like text a photo to her number. And then she said, can you come in? I had to go in and like show them. I was like, oh my God. And then they were like, we're so sorry. Like, we'll give you, because she was like, we'll do it the next one for free. And I was like, I'm not coming back. So then they gave me a refund, but it was so awkward. Like, hello, you don't want to, that's not what you want. You have to go back and show them.
Oh,
and did, when you were getting the waxing, Stacey, did they let you watch Ariana Grande?
Unfortunately not. Maybe that would have made it a bit easier.
Good on you, Stace. Thank you.
Jamie, when did you pay for something that was gross?
Went to this restaurant with my partner and I had ordered a delicious sandwich with bacon and eggs and avocado, but they had put pesto on it. And I say pesto is not the pesto. It's disgusting.
Pesto
Jamie, I can't believe we started with burnt
bits, but we bits could have had pesto
now we've got
chat.
Pesto.
It's not the pesto.
It is not the pesto. Jamie, every type of pesto is no good?
No, it's disgusting. Pesto is really not the pesto.
Yeah. Good on you, Jamie.
Jamie, you're funny.
Yeah, you are. You're very, very passionate. I
very
like it.
Up and about.
Yes. Yes,
Louis, yes. Talk to us.
Where's this going to sit?
Hello.
Genital burns and pesto. You've got a lot of range to play with here, Louis.
Well, mine's probably worse than that.
Okay.
I had a busy night out, and I went to 8th Street in Garden City, where you get the
What's a busy night out?
I was very eventful. I had too much to drink.
Oh, yes, yes. Hang good
out,
on
what
you.
Do you know? Anyway, I went to 8th Street, and I got a bowl of type of ramen soup, and I thought I ordered it, and I thought it said pork broin, and I was like, is that some kind of broth? I didn't really care because I was really hungry. And I get the soup, I take the lid off, and it's got a floating brain in it. And it said pork brain. It was a pig's brain in my soup. And it was an actual brain. I was like, I've paid for it. I might as well try it. And the texture, I can't describe in any other way. It was like wet toilet paper. Don't try brain.
It's weird. It's weird that you've been eating wet toilet paper. I guess we've all had busy nights, eh?
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Around Australia for your drive home this afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Keep your change. I want cents. No, that's not quite how it works. Hang on. Keep your dollars. I want change. That's what they say. But we want...
50 cents?
Yes. Hang on. Wait, we'll get this. Call us if you need more cents. 131060, we're playing Alpha Sense next.
It's Gary and Tommy.
Gary and Tommy.
Around the country this afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
We are doing this.
Every time we play, you could win $10,000.
Cents.
On the Hit Network, it's the Morning Crew.
Carrie and Tommy's.
Alphabet.
Cents.
Oh, yeah. Why win bucks when you can win billions of cents? And when I say billions, I of course mean
10,000.
10,000 cents.
It's equates to how many dollars?
We don't do that, mate.
We don't discuss dollars on the show.
No, we talk about cents. Allison, do you need some cents in your life?
Well, yes, definitely.
What would you do with 10,000 cents, Alison?
Well, I've been eyeing off a really nice pair of black knee-high boots.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you definitely won't be able to get that with 10,000 cents.
It'll help. Go towards it.
Alison, thank you. Carrie's being a real pessimistic.
No, I just don't want to get Alison's hopes up.
Why? I reckon Alison's going to win all
this. Okay.
Alison.
Carrie, I'll probably well. Okay. Very good.
Okay. In that case, I reckon you'll suck as well, Alison.
Alison, your letter is F. We're going to give you 30 seconds. We're going to give you a whole lot of categories, and you've got to give us an answer for each one. Every answer is worth 100 cents.
If you get all 10 correct,
it's 10,000.
10,000 cents.
Sorry, it's confusing.
Alison, are you ready?
I'll give it. So it was F for Fred.
Yes.
Or fairy floss, which you can use later.
Yes. Or forehead. Anyway.
Okay. Ready, Jessie? Timer starts now. An animal.
Fox.
A TV show.
Friends.
A body part.
Forearm.
Something you can study.
A part.
Just say part. Something people are afraid of.
Pass.
A country.
France.
A relative.
A relative? I don't know.
Father, father-in-law, fiancé, first cousin.
Don't rub it in.
What? Hey. I was just giving her the options for next time she plays.
Hey, Alison.
Oh, terrible. I'm not getting boots, am I?
Mate, you are.
You're definitely not getting
me. No, you're 400 cents closer, Alison. Great start. Thank you. Have a great one, Alison. Take care.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Yeah. Carrie and Tommy.
Driving you home for your Thursday afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
It's time for Bickmore's Bits.
Here we go now. fair to say our nation's vaccination rollout hasn't exactly gone to plan.
What are we up to at the moment? Seven people vaccinated?
And the number is going backwards.
One in five in the UK have just had their second dose. One in five people.
Well, here is an idea to get the ball rolling a bit quicker.
Okay.
Bunnings has offered to host vaccination hubs.
Great.
To get the economy back on track and to get things open again. So when COVID first hit, you could get tested at Bunnings. You can go into their car parks and they had testing sites. And they've now put their hand up, along with a whole lot of other, like the NAB, a couple of other banks anyway, have put their hand up and said, we are prepared to offer the jab on our premises if it gets to that towards the end of the year, if they need these back big mass vaccinations. And why can't I talk?
Don't know. Just make sure you put the onions under the vaccination.
Yeah. You can have a snag and get the jab same time. A snag and jab.
Yes.
A shot and snag.
A jab also provided by your local charity?
Yeah. If you get the jab, $10 goes to the netball club.
Yeah, that's right.
Hey, it's Earth Day today.
It is Earth Day today because...
You know a lot about Earth Day, don't you?
I do now because my friend has invented a plastic-free dog poop bag.
Talk to me about how that works.
She's a genius.
Plastic-free, what's it made out of?
It's made out of corn somehow, and it comes in... So everything, so it also then comes in a box, and all the boxes... All the packaging is
biodegradable.
Yep, and compostable. And she just got sick of, she's got this gorgeous little dog called Jerry, and she got sick of how many plastic bags she was going through. And unlike other people who we go, oh, well, that sucks, she went, oh, well, I'll make something.
Oh, I love those people.
And so they're called Jerry bags, named after her dog, and you can get them.
Do they feel like a bag?
They feel like a bag, but kind of pretty thin.
Right. Not too thin, I'd hope.
Nah.
Just holding onto the turd with your bare hands.
Just poke your hands straight through it.
That's why they call it the Jerry bag. Just collecting Jerry's poos.
It's just an empty box and says, use your hand. No, but these are amazing.
What a great idea.
Yeah, and you can get them. Berryjerry.com is the website if you want to check them out.
If you're not like Tommy's friend and you're real lazy, then you'll love this story of an Italian hospital employee. He received full pay for more than 15 years despite never turning up for work.
I mean, that's genius.
Scamacci was put on the books of the Chiaccio Hospital in the southern city of Catanzaro.
Geez, you're really giving all these a crack, aren't you?
Back in 2005. But he never came to work.
Scamacci.
Yep. He was paid over the course of that time, 15 years, $835,000.
Hang on. So he never went to work once?
Not one day.
At the start?
Nope. And he threatened his manager because she kept wanting to file disciplinary reports against him, and he threatened her, and somehow she backed down on that. And then she retired, and there was a new manager that came in, and even the new manager didn't notice that he never rocked up.
Wow. Imagine getting payments and thinking, I'll just sit tight for a little bit. They'll work it out soon.
Balls of steel.
Also, what were the disciplinary reports for? Because, like, how did he misbehave if he was never there?
Misbehave by not coming.
Assuming not turning up.
Yes.
Right,
yeah.
Okay, well,
yes. Truancy.
But you know who had balls of steel but not as big a balls as Scamacci?
Oh, yes. Who?
Is Carlos Recchio.
Oh, Recchio. Scamacci.
Recchio.
What did Recchio do?
The Spanish public servant who skipped work for a decade without noticing, only the difference because he wasn't game to not show up. He'd show up, he'd clock himself on with the finger print scanner, he'd go home and then he'd come back at 3:30 and clock out.
That is genius. That is just genius. What are we doing here at work like idiots?
Just come on from at 3 and then come back at 6.
Clock on. Jesse, play an Ed Sheeran song. See ya.
Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, that is where you're at for your Thursday afternoon, and there's still heaps more to come, guys.
And because would you say we pride ourselves on our professionalism?
I mean, I wouldn't say that, but would you like me to say, yes, we do?
No,
I realise. In fact, we're so unprofessional often.
Okay, would you say we pride ourselves on being good with our guests?
Oh, we love our guests.
We love our guests.
And our callers.
Yes, and we don't offend our guests.
No, again.
Okay, I should have just stopped.
We don't plan to offend our guests occasionally.
We've had a bit of a doozy with a guest, and it's bad enough that we've got to talk about it on air next.
Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Around Australia for your Thursday afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Oh, because it's so great when an opportunity just lands itself in your lap, you know? Like yesterday we were chatting with a man who broke a record for the number of dogs he walked, and we thought how great.
Well, 56, wasn't it? 55.
No, he started with 57, ended with 55. Don't ask about the two. So
he broke the record. Most dogs walked.
Yes. Our producer Annabelle said, oh, my God, guys, it is a chance to play everybody's favourite game.
Dog, 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 bark, 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 dog.
This is a new game you've brought to us.
Yes, and we played it before, and there was much fanfare,
especially because we played it, and we're not dog people necessarily, and you just got to guess which dog is making the bark. Yeah. But who better to play it with than the guy that's walking 57 dogs?
Completely.
Absolutely.
Well, and there was only 55. But we were just going to have a quick chat with him.
Yep.
Congratulations on the record. Let's not talk about the two dogs. And then let's get straight into our game, which everybody knows and everybody loves.
Yep.
But we got so caught up in the chat.
Well, the chat did get derailed when we find out he didn't actually break the record because...
Two dogs.
No, two dogs had to be removed from the pack because they were getting caught on the leads. They didn't die. Don't make it like that.
Okay. Right?
And anyway, we got so bogged down in the detail and we were having such a great chat.
Yeah. And so instead of ending with a huge climactic game of dog, 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 bark, 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 dog, we instead ended accidentally...
Sizzling chemistry?
Yeah, like this. Ryan Pomeroy, thanks, mate.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Isn't a Pomeroy a dog type of dog?
Pomeranian.
Pomeranian. Oh, it's funny, though, that your name's Pomeroy, which is quite like Pomeranian. Good chat.
Thanks, Ryan.
No worries. Thanks, guys.
Anyway, I thought it was funny anyway.
It was just as electric as the game.
Nah, it's not. Nah. The game's pretty fun.
Let's play it anyway.
Dog, 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 bark, 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 dog.
All right, so you're going to give us a whole lot of barks. I've got to guess which dog. Keeping in mind, I'm not a dog person.
The first one might be a Pomeroy.
Here's your first one.
Chihuahua.
No, I reckon it's a Kelpie.
Chihuahua? Chihuahua.
Is it a Kelpie?
Oh. It's Chihuahua, isn't it? Yeah.
Chihuahua.
Is it a Kelpie? It's something little. Is it a Jack Russell?
No.
Kelpie, a little terrier thing.
No.
Oh, a Cavoodle.
Oh, C is on the right track, though.
Great. A Cavalier.
Cavalier.
C. Corgi. I said Corgi.
No, it's not a corgi.
Oh,
what
something
other dogs
yappy.
Are they? Yappy.
It's a double barrel name as well.
Oh, a double barrel.
Can we
C?
Can we just tell
is
us
the first
tell
one. Us. S is the second one.
A cattle Scott dog.
What is a cattle Scott?
I don't know.
I don't know.
It is a cocker spaniel.
Oh, of course. My mum's got one of them.
All right, here's your second bark.
Oh.
I reckon that's a working dog.
Oh, yeah.
Like a...
Sheepdog.
Yeah, or a blue heeler or...
Yeah. No.
It is not.
Play it again. Pitbull?
No,
but you're on the right track, I reckon. That's closer.
Rottweiler.
Yeah,
it's not close. Big enough for a Rottie, is it?
It's also a sport.
Oh.
like the, it's also a the sport. Not the boxing, the what's it called?
A boxer.
Great work.
Oh, even surprised
that
myself.
Was great work.
All right, here's your third one.
Oh, that's annoying.
It's getting very close to me, isn't it?
That's a Jack Russell.
No.
You're bigger. Producer song's on the right track.
A Pitbull?
No.
I reckon that's
a Doberman, Rottweiler.
Doberman?
No.
Doberman? Rottweiler? No.
No. I think producer Sonder actually owns one of these.
Ooh, a golden retriever.
No.
Or a German shepherd.
No. I obviously don't know what dogs you own.
What dog do you own?
Both.
Two.
Also.
Two.
Yeah, two massive
dogs. Don't. It'll be like the dog walking thing again where we start with more than we have.
It's a Labrador.
Oh.
What is the difference between a Labrador and a golden retriever?
long hair and coat.
Yeah,
my mic's not on.
Yeah, long hair and coat.
It's turned into dog, 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 describe, describe, describe.
Can we do one more? I want to end on a high.
Okay, one more.
Okay, here's the last one.
Small.
Oh.
I reckon. No. Not small?
No.
Is that
a Rottweiler?
Have we said it already?
No, you haven't.
Oh.
Ooh, that'll be, it's a tough thing.
Been through all the ones I know.
It's a border collie.
A border collie? No.
Is it a...
A Kelpie we've had. I guess. Looks like a slob. It sounds like a slobbery dog.
I don't think
a Dalmatian? Dalmatian?
No, it's not a Dalmatian. They
Greyhound.
Work, though. No.
Greyhound.
They work.
Bloodhound?
Eli's just held up a picture of dogs playing poker.
they work. Helpful. What dogs work other than farm dogs?
In the cold.
It's a husky.
A slay dog.
Dog, 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 bark, 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 dog.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.